This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is terrorism expert Brigitte Gabriel, founder of ActForAmerica.org, and author most recently of the best-selling book, They Must Be Stopped. We want to get her thoughts on the latest developments involving the shooting of multiple soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, and the apparent intent of many in the media to shy away from the fact that the accused gunman is in fact a radical Islamist. And more information is coming out to support that conclusion as we speak. And Brigitte, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Craig. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Well, this obviously took place on Thursday. And then in the past couple of days, we've learned that not only was this man associated with a radical mosque where a couple of the 9/11 hijackers attended, but also that he tried to get in touch with the leadership of Al-Qaeda. What do you make of the fact that the big message from Washington is that we're not supposed to jump to conclusions about the motivations here?
I think this speaks volume about how much political correctness have infiltrated and ruined our government from the top down. And the problem is not only from the highest levels of our government, Craig. It is also our military, our generals, our media. The intimidation in the media as well as in our government institutions is beyond word. And political correctness has just cost the lives of patriotic Americans who were going to fight a war to defend America to lose their lives because we are afraid as to what Muslim organizations in this country are going to say, especially CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is obviously, and as we know, a front for terrorist organizations. And because of the intimidation that CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, has exercised in the past, in coming out and attacking everybody who has criticized Muslims when committing terrorist attacks, from the media or elected officials. And this is the reason why everyone right now is whipped into cowardness and are afraid to basically call a spade. And now the facts are coming out, and they can no longer ignore the facts that this man tried to contact Al-Qaeda. The CIA knew it. The CIA did not notify the military. And I do not know how long the White House is going to keep up the don't jump to conclusion line while we have such evidence in our hands.
Brigitte, you mentioned that generals were part of the dialogue here as well. And I want to get your comments on this statement. This was Sunday on Meet the Press. General George Casey, chief of staff for the U.S. Army. Here's what he said about the diversity issue here.
Our diversity, not only in our army, but in our country, is a strength. And as horrific as this tragedy was, if our diversity becomes a casualty, I think that's worse.
Casualty of diversity worse than the casualties that took place last week. What do you make of that mindset?
So now we bow to the God of diversity while sacrificing the blood of our sons and daughters who have literally volunteered and signed up to give their lives professionally to defend the United States of America. Diversity is more important than the blood of our sons and daughters, the patriotic Americans. I believe generals who speak like this need to be fired because they are ashamed to their country. Yes, they have accomplished a lot, but you know what, Craig? It's about time we throw political correctness in the garbage, because political correctness right now, we're our generals are worshiping on the altar of political correctness, are sacrificing their own fellow Americans in order to maintain their status or to maintain their rank or to maintain their standing, because they are more intimidated by the Muslim lobby or what the multiculturals may think of them instead of those who are laying the life to save our country.
Brigitte, there are some who would look at this and say, clearly this was a radical Islamist, but there have been others who have lashed out in deadly and violent ways in the name of other religions and other causes, and it's important not to tar all Muslims in the service with the same brush and so forth. How should we react to this on a larger scale?
Well, so far in the last 5 years, the two deadly attacks on our military has been done by Muslims. Now, yes, we have other people from other religions in our military, but we have not seen any Filipinos, for example, tear their guns on their fellow soldiers in their barracks and kill them. We have not seen any Italians do that. We have not seen any Vietnamese do that. We have not seen any Lebanese do that. We have not seen any Buddhists do that. We have not seen any Jews do that. So for our military to continue saying, oh, yes, yes, we have a lot of people from different religions in our military, and we cannot paint with a broad brush. I think right now what we need to basically say is we are at war with radical Islam. We know that our military has been infiltrated by radical Islamists. We already know that branches of our government have been infiltrated. It is Islamists who are working undercover in our government, whom we have found out selling our secrets to Hezbollah and Hamas. We have found out that it was Muslims working in our military who shoot their fellow soldiers while screaming Allahu Akbar. You know, we can bury our head in the sand and say, you know, we cannot generalize. The facts speak for themselves. Since September 11, 2001, we have had over 14,000 terrorist attacks around the world, all done by radical Islamists. Where there is smoke, there is fire. We have our soldiers dying right now in our own country. It's time to take the gloves off and start calling a spade a spade.
Brigitte, from your research and your work in this area on the radicalizing of different groups in America, how big of a problem is this in the armed forces?
It is a major problem in the armed forces. The Islamic lobby within the armed forces has become so powerful that I'll give you a perfect example. When my book, They Must Be Stopped, came out, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It, the subtitle, I was scheduled to speak at the Norfolk Naval Base in Norfolk, Virginia, which was the biggest naval base in the nation. I was blocked 3 days before my speech because the Muslims on base complained to that head brass, who was so intimidated and coward to the point of canceling my lecture. The same thing happened at the Air Force Academy of February of this year, where I was supposed to address 7,000 people in our Air Force Academy in Colorado. The lecture was canceled because they were afraid of political correctness and what the Muslims may say. I was supposed to speak at the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. The lecture was canceled, speaking to the top 100 agents in the country because there was one Yemeni Muslim soldier on an exchange program with our country, and they were so afraid what that Yemeni soldier is going to go complain to his government, and his government is going to complain to the FBI. And because of that, the leadership at the FBI were afraid to allow me to come speak lest we offend one Muslim. So they robbed 100 of our elite FBI agents from hearing the truth about the infiltration of radical Islam in our country because they were afraid how they're going to offend the foreign nationale from an Islamic government, from hearing my lecture. This is what the culture right now in our military. And this is a wake-up call for America to wake up and realize we have infiltration to the highest level in our government. And right now, our soldiers are dying because of it. One of the most interesting stories that came out of this, which was heartbreaking, of the shooting of Fort Bragg, a soldier, a female soldier who served 2 tours of duty in Iraq, Craig, came back here to die on American soil in America. She did not get killed in Iraq, but she was killed by a fellow American whom her tax dollars paid for him to go get a medical education and for him to serve in our military, and ended up dying by his hands on American soil. What more is it going to take for Americans to wake up and say enough is enough?
Last 60 seconds, Brigitte. How do you begin reversing that? How do you turn this tide of political correctness around?
The way people can start reversing it is by, number one, join us. Go to actforamerica.org and sign up to join us and become a member. Number two, when you go to actforamerica.org, sign the petition that we have launched against CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is a front organization facilitating the work of terrorist organizations in the United States. It is CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which has intimidated people in our government, in our military, in the FBI, in the State Department, to keep their mouths shut when it comes to Islamic radicalism. It was actually CARE who came to the defense of this Muslim radical who shot our soldiers in Texas. So sign that petition calling for a federal investigation into CARE. I urge you to sign that petition. We need your name. The more we grow, the more strength we have. We are building the NRA of national security, and we need you to join us.
Brigitte Gabrielle, actforamerica.org. The book is They Must Be Stopped. Brigitte, thank you so much for your time, as always.
Thank you, Greg. Have a great day.
You too. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.